Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Voice podcast. I'm Vernon R. E. Jones, managing broker, owner of Jones Homes, and we service the 7-county Denver metro area. Are more foreclosures coming? Well, we're not sure yet. Basically, we have multiple mortgages in what's called forbearance with lenders. Forbearance in the context of a mortgage process is a special agreement between the lender and the borrower to delay a foreclosure. The literal meaning of forbearance is holding back. When mortgage borrowers are unable to meet their repayment terms, lenders may opt to foreclose. To avoid foreclosure, the lender and the borrower can make an agreement called forbearance. According to this agreement, the lender delays its right to exercise foreclosure if the borrower can catch up to its payment schedule by a certain time. This period and the payment plan depend on the details of the agreement that is accepted by both parties. Now, according to the U.S. Mortgage Bankers Association, the forbearance rate that measures the share of mortgages with suspended payments fell to 5.29% last week, the lowest since mid-April. The rate dropped from 6.32% in the week prior to that, the Mortgage Bankers Association said on Monday. The decline was largely led by portfolio loans and private label securities, as their share of mortgages in forbearance fell to 8.86% from 10.06% the week prior. The forbearance rate for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans declined 26 basis points to 3.77%, the 19th week in a row loans in forbearance have fallen in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The rate for Ginnie Mae loans, that include loans backed by the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA loans, dropped 13 basis points to 8.14%. The steady improvement for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans highlights the improvements in some segments of the job market and broader economy that are employed and, of course, are getting their at usual paychecks, let's just put it that way. The slower decline for Ginnie Mae loans continues to show that this improvement has not been uniform and that many are still struggling to regain their footing. Mortgage Bankers Association Senior Vice President and Chief Economist Mike Frantantoni suggested. Federally Black loans under the CARES Act that the House and the Senate and the President signed into law are eligible to be extended for up to 12 months, but borrowers must contact their servicer for an extension. Without that contact, borrowers automatically exit forbearance, whether they are delinquent or current on their loan. About 26.32% of total loans in forbearance are in the initial plan stage, while 72.08% are in a forbearance extension. The remaining 1.6% are forbearance reentries. In other words, they went through their forbearance plan of 6 months and are continuing to remain in it, so they reentered it. The volume of calls from mortgage borrowers to services handling their home loans fell to 18.2%, measured as a share of overall servicing portfolio, from 8.8% in the prior week, the Mortgage Bankers Association report stated. This means multiple things. The job situation that are requiring people to get involved in the forbearance process, not all are going to be able to keep their homes. But noticing and observing the numbers declining are putting less risk that their homes will go into foreclosure, thus probably limits the amount of foreclosures that we'll see on the market in the relatively near to midterm. However, with that said, there are still a lot of people out there still struggling to make their payments based on their job situation because of local, county, state lockdowns regarding what they do for a living. It's still hurting people at a large level out there in regards to keeping their home. The forbearance is a tool to keep your home, but to get a job so you can stay in it and come out the other side of the forbearance is the goal. Another interesting thing that the Mortgage Bankers Association said that they didn't focus on is they do anticipate in 2021 a rising of interest rates, which is a whole nother topic of affecting affordability and things of that nature. So expect 20 to 21 to not have a foreclosure boom, but there will be some people who will be losing their home due to the COVID-19 process and how it's affecting people's employment status. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Voice podcast. Any questions, feel free to call us, 303-359-8218. This is Vernon. Be safe.